Analysts say it could be a big holiday shopping season up ahead for consumer electronics makers. This is Pontech News for Monday, October 16, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. The Dow climbed 20 points to close at 11,980. A real news organization opens up a virtual bureau and more TV deals for the internet. I'm Jason Lopez reporting from the CEA Industry Forum in San Francisco, California. The U.S. financial markets ended on a positive note, not so positive for Microsoft, which turned over the core of its 64-bit version of its soon-to-be-released Vista operating system to Symantec, McAfee, and other software security companies. Those firms will be able to use that information to make their software more compatible with Vista. In recent weeks, the security companies have complained that Microsoft had cut them out of the loop in developing the new OS, making it difficult for consumers to use products manufactured by companies other than Microsoft. The European Commission also has voiced serious concerns over the design of Vista and what it might mean for other software makers. It used to be that a good philosophy class in something like metaphysics was thought to be an excellent primer in critical thinking. There just wasn't any money in it. Well, Second Life is changing all that. Today, a major news company opened a news bureau in the virtual reality world. Podtech's Rio Pacino has more.
Starting on Wednesday, Reuters is expected to post real-life text, photo, and video news to Second Life members. News of Second Life will also be posted for real-world readers on the Reuters news site. Reuters joins a number of corporate name brands already taking part in the virtual 3D world created by San Francisco-based Linden Lab. Car maker Toyota, music label Sony BMG, and computer maker Sun Microsystems are among the companies already in Second Life, which currently has 900,000 registered users. For Podtech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
No end in sight yet for the fallout from the massive recalls of laptop batteries produced by Sony. Those batteries are running in computers made by Toshiba, Hitachi, Fujitsu, Apple, and Dell, to name five. Several of those companies today say they are looking into some of the effects of the recall on their businesses, and they may even seek compensation from Sony. The recalls themselves were just the beginning, it seems. As companies look at brand damage and lost business, it's difficult to measure, but nevertheless, there's highly valuable bits of information, especially as we roll toward the holiday season. The impact of compensation suits on the battery manufacturer could, in turn, make profit erosion a bigger problem than it already was with the recall. But don't shed too many tears for consumer electronics makers. Today, the Consumer Electronics Association released its predictions for the upcoming holiday shopping season. The equation goes like this. Heavy demand for MP3 players, cameras, and TVs in all flavors, plus a timely convergence of innovation and product releases means bigger sales. That according to CEA analysts Sean Dubrovac and Sean Wargo, who gave a presentation in San Francisco today.
The history of growth for the holiday. Holiday to me means September through December shipments. In 2005, what we saw, holiday shipments went up about 12%. 2004 was 5, 2003 was 14. All the metrics to us suggest that this year is going to blow the roof off. So we're expecting actually double, almost double, what the audience said at about 15% growth in terms of shipment revenues. And by that, I don't just mean AV. I mean all things consumer electronics.
Next year's forecast, 7%. Not so hot, but still not bad. Profits are not a problem right now for at least one Asian electronics manufacturer. Samsung reported a 16% increase in its third quarter income. That's higher than expected, and there are signs that the growth will just keep going. LCD's the fastest growing TV set market, and it's there that Samsung seems to be picking up steam and taking some of the wind out of sails by Sony and LG. Samsung phones are also competing strongly. The company shipped 30.7 million phones in the third quarter, setting a company record. Well, let's move over Web 2.0 because video seems to be the new darling of the internet. Podtech's Matt Kelly tells us that TV deals are hot.
In yet another move signaling its aggressiveness in providing video content online, CBS today announced a deal with Yahoo to bring 10 to 20 local news video stories a day to Yahoo's news portal. The programming will originate from the network's 16 owned and operated television stations and will be the exclusive local news video content from New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and other markets. Earlier this month, CBS struck a deal to offer short-form news, sports, and entertainment programming to the video sharing site YouTube. In a related story, CNET today launched CNET TV, featuring broadcast news and product review segments. Channels include Gadgets and Gear, Tips and Tricks, and Car Tech. The company also announced a partnership with Verizon Communications to distribute CNET's video segments through on-demand television. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for Podtech News.
Childhood obesity is currently an epidemic with implications for medical problems later in life. Guess who's joining with nutritionists, doctors, and legislators to fight it? The Walt Disney Company. Today, Disney introduced a new food guideline that gets very specific about what sorts of food kids should steer clear of. The guidelines will be applied to the company's own products and to those products that are sold at any of its parks and resorts, where the company aims to cut trans fats out completely. Well, thanks for joining us. That's Podtech News for this Monday, October 16, 2006, where the Dow jumped 20 to 11,980, NASDAQ was up 6.5 points to 2363, and the S&P 500 up 3 to 1369. The newscast was produced by editor Michael Klinger with reporters Rio Pacino and Matt Kelly. I'm Jason Lopez.